Good morning.
How good it is to be in worship with you on this Palm Sunday. And if you're visiting with us, a very special welcome to you. And I remind all of you, please take a moment and register your attendance on the pads that are provided for you. I want to thank the volunteers yesterday. We had a work day, cleanup day around the church, and really appreciated the effort. A lot of great things were done, and we're very appreciative of their help. In the narthex this morning, the UMW is having their annual bake sale. This is a fundraiser. The proceeds go to benefit global missions. And I know you'll want to stop by there. There's some buttermilk pies and cookies and all kinds of good casseroles and things. So please support our UMW today. Also, in your bulletin, I want to remind you of the Holy Week activities. Maundy Thursday communion service at 6 o'clock here in the sanctuary. April the 18th, Good Friday service will be at 6:30. And Saturday the 19th is the Children's Easter Festival. Invite your friends and neighbors, the children, to come and be a part of that. And then, of course, the Easter services on Sunday. A lot of great things going on in the life of the church. And let's take a moment and greet one another. As we stand, would you join with me in the call to worship? Therefore, if anyone is in Christ,
he is a new creation.
The old has passed away. affirmation of faith printed in your bulletin this morning. Let us affirm our faith. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?
No.
In all things we are more than conquerors through the one who loved us. We are sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Ask all the children to come forward. You're going to sit over here on the floor for me. How are y'all doing this morning? Well, you know what? Today we have a visitor. Can you guys clap your hands? I'm going to welcome my visitor.
Hello, my name is Jerry and I'm a donkey.
Is he a donkey?
I'm a giraffe, actually.
Jerry, why don't you tell us about your experience?
My owner brushed me and led me inside the city gate, tied me to a tree, and left.
Your owner just left you?
Yes, he's done this before. He always comes back to get me.
Okay, so what was different about this day?
Two men came into the city, untied me, and led me out of the city. After walking for a while, we came to this large group of people, and one man climbed up on my back.
A man climbed on your back? Well, what did you do with him?
I took him back to the city of Jerusalem. So many people were walking along with us. As we approached the city, the crowd became excited. They started shouting and jumping up and down. It was amazing.
Wow. Okay, I need three volunteers. Can I get three volunteers? All right, you and you and you. All right, y'all stand up for me. I'm going to give you a sign. This one. Okay, kids, you're going to repeat after me in the congregation as well. Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna to the Son of David.
Hosanna to the Son of David.
Peace in heaven.
Peace in heaven.
And glory in the highest.
And glory in the highest.
All right, let's give these two kids a hand for holding my signs. It's doing something. Oh, Jerry, hi. Oh, let me help you with that. Let me have it. There we go.
Yes, it did surprise me. All the people in the front of us moved to either side of the road, took off their jackets, and laid them on the road. The people of the town were there too, but they had palm branches that they laid on the road. All of this commotion to welcome me back home. I'm one very special donkey.
Yes, Jerry, you are a special donkey. But what you experienced that day was because of the man on your back.
Oh?
Yes.
Are you sure it wasn't just a little bit for me?
Well, Jerry, you're very special, and you had the special task of bringing that man to Jerusalem. Kids, do you know who the man was on Jerry's back? That's right, it was Jesus. Jesus is God's Son. He came to save us. Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem is the reason that we celebrate Palm Sunday. Will you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for Jesus, his journey into Jerusalem, and his sacrifice so we might live today. Amen. Bye, Jerry. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
As we turn our hearts and minds to God in prayer, some updates on our prayer list. We want to remember Bobby Pines. We want to remember the victims of the tragic accident in Orland, California, and also the student incident in Pittsburgh. We want to lift all of these up and keep them in our hearts and prayers. We offer our congratulations to Corey Cameron and Bradley Klein on the celebration of their marriage last night. Let's take our joys as well as our concerns to God in prayer. Merciful and loving God, on this holy day of Palm Sunday, we have so many mixed feelings inside of us. We remember your son's triumphant entrance into Jerusalem with the people shouting praises and waving palm branches. And we join them with our own praises, and yet we remember too that this wonderful parade for your son becomes another kind of parade before officials and booing crowds. And instead of the crowds singing his praises, they're shouting to crucify him. And our hearts are broken by those very shouts and the pain and suffering he bore that day. And yes, dear God, we realize that it's because of his choosing to enter Jerusalem and taking the path he knew he was taking that there's hope and grace and love and salvation for all. Christ rode into Jerusalem not as a conquering king, but in humility. The servant king, ready to complete the task for which he had walked this world. Dear God, forgive us those times when we think too highly of ourselves, and remind us always that you ask from us lives dedicated to service to you and to our neighbors, wherever and whoever they may be. There are still many in need of hope in our world. There are still many in need of your grace. There are still many in need of your love. And there are still many in need of your salvation. Oh Lord, transform us, renew us, draw us closer to you in this journey of Holy Week. We lift to you our prayer concerns and thank you for the many different ways that you've touched all of our lives. And this morning, we pray especially for our confirmands as they take this first step on their faith journey. May they always look to you for guidance and strength and feel your presence in their lives. And may we, as their church family, be worthy examples for them. Help us as we daily lay our lives before you to live the resurrection life that acknowledges Jesus as Lord and King over our lives. And now we pray the prayer he taught us to pray with confidence. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. On this Palm Sunday, if Christ came down this aisle on a donkey, what would we lay down for him? What would we give him? What is something important to us that we would give to him? Let us pray. Dear God, we remember the triumphant ride from the Mount of Olives, and Jesus obediently gave everything so that we could have a life worthy of your calling. Grant us the courage and the determination to be your obedient disciples. Open our hearts and our hands, and bless these gifts that they may be transformed into inspired ministries. All this we pray in the name of the sacrificial Lamb, your only Son. Amen.
Last night I lay a-sleeping, there came a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, I thought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. I thought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up your gates and sing. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King. And And then I thought my dream was changed. The streets no longer rang. Hushed were the glad hosannas the little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery. The morn was cold and chill, as the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. As the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, hark how the angels sing. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King. And once again the scene was changed. New earth there seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside the tideless sea. The light of God was on its streets. The gates were open wide, and all who would might enter. And for sun to shine by day, it was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. It was the new Jerusalem that pass away. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, sing, for the night is o'er. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna
Meditation 277. Tell me the stories of Jesus.
Jesus. Well, we made it. We made it to Holy Week. Isn't it a good feeling to know of all the wondrous things we get to experience this week? One of the holiest weeks of the church calendar, and we begin it on this Palm Sunday. So, let us turn to the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 19, verses 28 through 40. And as these words are read aloud, I ask God that they would rest upon our hearts and minds and we would understand them in a new way. After telling the story, Jesus went on toward Jerusalem, walking ahead of his disciples. As he came to the towns of Bethphage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he sent two disciples ahead. "Go into that village over there," he told them. "As you enter it, you will see a young donkey tied there that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks, 'Why are you untying that colt?' just say, 'The Lord needs it.'" So they went and found the colt, just as Jesus had said. And sure enough, as they were untying it, the owners asked them, "Why are you untying that colt?" And the disciples simply replied, "The Lord needs it." So they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their garments over it for him to ride on. As he rode along, the crowds spread out their garments on the road ahead of him. When he reached the place where the road started down the Mount of Olives, all of his followers began to shout and sing as they walked along, praising God for all the wonderful miracles they had seen. "Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in highest heaven." But some of the Pharisees among the crowd said, "Teacher, rebuke your followers for saying things like that." He replied, "If they kept quiet, the stones along the road would burst into cheers." This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Let us bow for a moment of prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us. Your children are listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask. Amen. I want to take you on a journey back to Thanksgiving, 1993. It's the Dallas Cowboys versus the Miami Dolphins. Some of you may remember this game. There are 15 seconds left on the clock. Snow is on the ground, and it's covering it in a beautiful white snow. The Cowboys are leading, but the Dolphins have a chance to hit a field goal. And if they block it, they win. Well, Dolphins kick it, the Cowboys block it. Several Cowboys are cheering, excited. But there's one lone Cowboy, 290-pound Leon Lett, who rushes towards the ball and in the snow slips, trips into it, and now the Miami Dolphins have recovered it on the 1 yard line. They kick it into the field goal and they win the game. Now, if you're not a big football fan, Leon Lett didn't have to do anything. Because he touched the ball became alive again, and therefore the Dolphins could recover it. A game-changing move for the Dolphins. Now, many times we get excited and there's emotion in these game-changing moves in a sports game. But it's all the more important and serious and profound when those game-changing moves happen in real life. And that's what happens in this story of Jesus riding on the donkey, riding it into Jerusalem for the first time. You can feel the tension rising as he enters. The atmosphere is thickening. We are projecting towards the climax of this Jesus story. Because this man Jesus, he is a homeless peasant. And these followers are treating him like a king. All he has are the clothes on his back and the donkey he's riding on. There's not a beautiful white horse. There's not a gorgeous flowing robe following behind him. There's not jewelry decorating around his neck or rings on his fingers. No, this is quite the opposite. And the thing about Jesus that makes it all the more profound, all the more shocking, is that yes, Jesus made game-changing moves in this world. But not only that, Jesus changed the world. That's what we're called to do. We're not called just to make the moves. We're called to change the world around us. And Jesus did just that by entering Jerusalem, setting up the final days. Because the authorities in Jerusalem have been trying for many years to uproot what's happening, to break up this following of Jesus. And now it's coming. It's coming to the final moment. Later this morning, there will be individuals, our confirmands, who will make game-changing decisions for their life. They will stand before this congregation, alongside their friends, with their families, and in front of the community of faith, and they will make a game-changing decision of confirming their faith in Christ. But that's not all they're doing, right? They're not just making one decision. They're marking a moment where they will accept the calling that God gives them to change the world around them. They will take on that legacy from Jesus, the discipleship from Jesus, the seriousness of Jesus to use the grace given to them to help transform their lives in order to use that same grace to transform the world around them. I remember when I was confirmed in the sixth grade. I remember having my parents behind me, standing side by side, my friends. I had learned all the things I needed to learn throughout the confirmation classes. I remember the large attendance in the church, that this was a big deal. The pastor would come to each of the confirmands and ask important questions of, do you have faith in Christ? Do you confirm that faith? Will you live your life, dedicate your Christian life with your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness? And it changed my life. Many of you in this room had that same experience of having confirmation. And now we unite around those confirmands this morning in celebration of their commitment. There's a person I think of when I think of a person that has made game-changing decisions and who's also changed everything around them. And that is Archbishop Oscar Romero. It's a man who's became archbishop in San Salvador. And during his time there, the government authorities were being oppressive towards their own people. Oppressive especially to the poor and those who are uneducated. And there would often be attacks and threats, lots of fear. And many of Oscar Romero's priest friends were attacked or killed because they were trying to instill peace to happen. And finally, the day came where Oscar Romero changed his position on being silent. And he spoke out, there needs to be peace. These people don't need to be persecuted. And on a Sunday in 1980, after preaching a sermon urging the soldiers in San Salvador as Christians to quit their violent ways against the poor, against the people of San Salvador, as he was raising the chalice to bless the elements, he was killed and shot. So this man, Archbishop Oscar Romero, was killed and shot performing the same ceremony 2,000 years when a same man died for what he believed. The news spread throughout the land and throughout the world of Romero's martyrdom. And there were 250,000 people at this man's funeral for what he stood for the peace he stood for. Oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, when we try to compare ourselves to Jesus, we try to compare ourselves to people like Oscar Romero, we feel really inadequate. But we have to understand that they lived in times that were very harsh. There were serious rules to follow, and if you stepped out of those boundaries, you could face death. Many in our world have those same risks, and we struggle with, well, I don't fear my death as a Christian. We never know where the day may come where we may need to stand for our faith. We won't ever know. Perhaps God is calling you to travel to a distant country to help those in need. But the one thing I know of is that there are things we can do to show Christ, to show God that we give our all. And it's things we're supposed to do, not things we're necessarily supposed to analyze and think about. Christ wants us to love our neighbors. Christ wants us to speak the truth. Christ wants us to advocate for peace. Christ wants us to actually love our enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Now, these aren't easy things, but we don't need to think about it. We just need to do it. That's the urging of Christ. That's what Christ does in game-changing decisions and changing the world. God wants us to do that. But will we? Or will we sit on our hands and week in and week out just think about doing it? Jesus' message and actions turned his world upside down. Because of what he preached, because of his actions. Those same words and actions are against our world today too. Do you believe that? The things we believe are in contrast with what the world teaches. So will we uphold them? Will we live by them? Will we love our neighbors? Will we speak the truth? Will we advocate for peace? And will we love our enemies and pray for them? That is what Christ wants us to do. So let us go out in shouts of Hosanna and proclaim what we know, and let us do it. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our closing hymn is All Glory, Laud, and Honor. It's hymn number 280. Let us be standing as we sing this. And if there are those who feel like they need to come to the altar to pray and discern in their hearts, can I do these things Jesus wants me to do? Come forward and pray. And of course, we welcome those who want to make Jesus the leader of their life. Hosanna in the highest. Go forth, because God will go with you when you need to make those life-changing decisions and change the world around you with the spirit of love, peace, and mercy. Amen.